three stories in the headlines today in the Daily Gator Daily Thought. Mayor Nanny's coming after your baby formula, ladies. New York City also wants to have a spy in the sky watching you. And if voter fraud's not a problem, why is an NAACP leader going to prison for voter fraud? Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. Seeing it is Monday, lots of news today. And I wanted to get three stories in a short time here. Two of them center on New York City, where resides the biggest nanny of them all, Nanny Bloomberg. Wants to tell you how much salt you can have, how much fat you can eat. It wants to get all over you if you own a gun. Oh, this guy is just a absolute perfect walking example for birth control. Don't have sex without a condom or a pill because this could be your offspring. From the Daily Caller, we get this story that New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is locking up the baby formula because he wants newborns to drink breast milk instead. So, hell, he's going to tell everybody else what to eat. He might as well tell babies what to eat and tell their mamas what to eat. You're going to really piss some people off here. And isn't this, shouldn't this really be called a war on women? A war on newborn mothers? Here's a few of the details. He's using his mayoral power to direct maternity ward nurses to hide baby milk formula after September 2nd so that new moms feel pressured to provide breast milk to the newborns. Stalin would be so proud of you, Bloomberg. Bloomberg's mammary mandate is supported by white-coated public health officials who say the scientific data shows that mother's milk aids infants' digestive system and shields them from some diseases. My niece, Savannah Grace, when she was born, could not be breastfed. Something to do with my sister's breast milk. I don't know. But she was put on a formula. And she's done very well. I don't know if Nanny Bloomberg would have allowed it. But I'll tell you this, Nanny Bloomberg would have wanted nothing to do with me if he had ever tried to dictate anything about my niece, Savannah Grace. You're going to really piss some people off here, Bloomberg. You're all hat, no cattle, sir. You're a disgrace, and the only bigger disgrace than you, frankly, is the idiots in New York that keep electing your pint-sized rear end to sit there and dictate people about their private lives. What an absolute prick you are, Bloomberg. Now, understand this. This is not his request. His wishes are law in New York. Or is it the new Moscow? I'm not sure. Because he controls much of the city's health network and a citywide version of Obamacare. Oh. And by the way, I'm not going to get into the story today in any detail. We're going to have, by the year 2025, a shortage of over 100,000 doctors. Well, you'll have health insurance under Obamacare, or you'll pay a big penalty, but good luck getting actual health care with that Obamacare card. Now, this, I tell you, folks, New York City, I want nothing to do with that place. I went there once. It looked dirty. Everyone was loud. Everyone was rude. Everyone's in a hurry. The only good thing about New York I found was the deli style food. I ordered some type of sandwich. I got 10 pounds of meat. Look, I got enough to feed a family of four for like a year. That was the only good thing. But if New York wants to do themselves a favor, kick Bloomberg's butt out of office. Get a real mayor that respects the basic principles of America, because Bloomberg doesn't. He has no clue what they are. Now, here's another story. It's in New York again. Why the hell does anybody live in that city? I'll get angry emails from New Yorkers now. That's okay. Actually, I never get angry emails from New Yorkers. Do you know why? Because you can't write an email with a crayon. I know. You redneck. You talking to me, redneck? Me, I'm the one you're talking to, huh? You want to delegate a podcast? I kick your fucking ass. You know what? Just a joke, New Yorkers. Take a joke. And relax. Slow down. And quit being so damn loud. Maybe they eat too much deli meat. That's why they're loud. I don't know. But here, from the Blaze, the New York City Police Department will soon launch an all-seeing domain awareness system that combines several streams of information to track both criminals and potential terrorists. New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says the city developed the software with Microsoft. Kelly says the program combines citywide video surveillance with a law enforcement database. He added that the program will be officially unveiled by New York's mayor, you know who that is, don't you, as soon as next week. Conservative author Brad Thor has coined the term total surveillance, referring to the federal government's ability to monitor nearly every aspect of our lives through an array of surveillance technology. The term certainly seems fitting here. But WNYW reports that there are actually some who are concerned that the program doesn't go far enough. Boy, Stalin would love these people, wouldn't he? Kelly spoke Saturday before an audience at the Aspen Security Forum. You've not heard of the Aspen Security Forum? Really? I haven't either. Never heard of them. Probably a bunch of jackheads. Anyway, the NYPD has been under fire for surveillance of Muslim communities and partnering with the CIA to track potential terror suspects. Muslim groups have sued to shut down the NYPD programs. Whose side are you taking this? I don't like this surveillance stuff. I don't like cameras everywhere. I don't like the idea of drones spying on us. But some about Muslims who are really angry about this, a lot of times they turn out to not be our best friends. So who do you side with in this one? Kelly defends the policies as key to thwarting 14 terror plots against the city since the attacks of September the 11th. Now, this is what the domain awareness system is designed to do, according to WNYW. Facilitate the observation of pre-operational activity by terrorist organizations or their agents. Aid in the detection of perpetrations to conduct terror attacks, deter terrorist attacks, provide a degree of common domain awareness for all stakeholders, reduce incident response times, and create a common technological infrastructure to support the integration of new security technology. I hope you didn't fall asleep when I was reading those. Now, of course, citizens of New York are on both sides of the same. And I don't really mind this program until I heard this comment. Listen closely. It would make me feel safer to know the public is being protected that way, one resident said. If you have nothing to hide, why would you worry about surveillance? If I could dig Benjamin Franklin up, his dead corpse would be smarter than this human being. Well, one of the all-time stupidest statements ever, if you ain't got nothing to hide, what am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of a city government run by a little prick that wants to dictate every detail of what we eat, wants to tell mamas now they have to use breast milk, wants the nurses to hide the baby formula in hospitals, wants to take everyone's guns away, wants to tell restaurants what they can serve, what they can't. That's wants to tell people what how big a soda they can buy. That's what I'm worried about. That much power in that little man's hands. I don't trust government, especially little Napoleon wannabes like Bloomberg. So yeah, that does agitate me and concern me. It should concern every American. Because you know what? Anything to be used to spy on the bad guys can be used, yes, to spy on you. I know I'm not a big fan of the TSA. I'm not a big fan of the Department of Homeland Security. Wasn't a big fan of the Patriot Act, frankly. I think some things were good in it. But I do have a strong distrust for too much government, be it federal, state, or local. And again, that much power in the hands of the wrong people, you're talking real big headache, folks. Now, the final story. You know, Democrats tell you that these laws and states meant to stamp out voter fraud, make you show an ID. And according to Democrats, black people can't get IDs because it must be that way because they keep saying that we're trying to disenfranchise black voters. And I've said before, I live in a place, a city in Texas, small town, around 45,000 people, I believe. But every year I go to vote, every election I go to vote in a predominantly black area, there are tons of black folks voting. And guess what? You have to show ID. I see everyone else showing ID. I don't see anybody bursting into flames. I don't see anybody being hit with fire hoses or dogs. I don't see anybody being oppressed. I don't see any lack of voters. And it's that way pretty much in every state that has these laws. But the Democrats will tell you it's racist and it's a poll tax and blah, 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 blah. And they'll also tell you there ain't no such thing as voter fraud. There's no voter fraud. Dead people don't. It's ridiculous. Well, let us go back to the Daily Caller, a piece by Matthew Vadim. The Mississippi NAACP leader is being sent to prison for 10 counts of voter fraud. You know, that thing that doesn't exist, voter fraud? Yeah. They're being sent to prison for doing something 10 times that the left says doesn't happen ever. What a wonderful world we live in. The NAACP president, Benjamin Jealous, lashed out at new state laws requiring photo ID for voting. But an NAACP executive sits in prison, where more NAACP executives probably should be, sentenced for carrying out a massive voter fraud scheme. In a story ignored by the national media, back in April, a Tunica County, Mississippi, that's how they say it there, Mississippi, jury convicted NAACP official, my mouth just went on strike, Lesadola Soares on 10 counts of fraudulently casting absentee ballots. So that's one person, one vote. She thinks one person, 11 votes. Yeah. Soares is identified on an NAACP website, by the way, as a member of the Tunica County, Mississippi NAACP Executive Committee. And the NAACP, one of the groups screaming the loudest about, oh, there's no voter fraud, this is just racism, just trying to suppress the black vote, trying to disenfranchise us. Really? I don't think so. Ask your friend there, go visit her in prison, see what she says. Soares received a 5-year prison term for each of the 10 counts. If you went to Florida State to live in New York City, that'd be 50 years. But Circuit Court Judge Charles Webster permitted Soares to serve those terms concurrently. According to the Tunica Times, the only media outlet to cover the sentencing. And I would say the Daily Caller where I get the story. And I would say me and Ed Daly at the Daily Gator, but we're, what did Juan Williams tell Michelle Malkin about? Oh yeah, we're just bloggers, we're not real journalists. So I guess we're not really covering it because we're not real journalists. What are the words? Yeah, we didn't build that. Someone else made that happen. Now, Judge Webster did say the crime cuts against the fabric of our free society. Sowers was found guilty of voting in the names of Kerry Collins, Walter Howard, Sheena Shelton, Alberta Pickett, Draper Cotton, and Eddie Davis. She was also convicted of voting in the names of four dead people. James L. Young, Dora Price, Dorothy Harrison, David Ross. Now, who wants to bet that those 10 votes all went to Democrats? Anybody want to take that bet? You'll lose. In the trial, forensic scientist Bo Scales testified that Stowers' DNA was found on the inner seals of five envelopes containing absentee ballots. This could be a CSI episode. This wasn't Sowers' first run-in with the law. Oh, I'm shocked. Sowers previously had her probation revoked for disturbing the peace at a junior high school library. The Commercial Appeal of Memphis reported in 1990. During a hearing at the time, Sowers, you're not going to believe this, but you sit down, you will be stunned, you'll pass out if you're not sitting down. She played the race card. No, really. An NAACP official playing the race card? Who would ever believe that would happen? She claimed to be the victim of an attempt by powerful white people to silence her. No one believes this bull anymore. Stop it. Why do I detest the leadership of the NAACP so much? Because they're a bunch of bottom-feeding race pimps that do nothing but crap like this. They're a left-wing organization. That's why I hate them. They're poverty pimps or race pimps making a big fat living off stupid people who support the NAACP, also known as liberals. And by the way, those stupid people come in all colors. Stupid is a rainbow. Why do people fall for this race-baiting garbage? She was ordered, back in 1990, back to prison to complete the remaining 2 years of a three-year sentence. What did she get 3 years in prison for? Check forgery. You got a check forger disturbing the peace. Now you've got voter fraud. And this person's a leader in the NAACP. Now, this may shock you too, I'm sure. Again, sit back down if you're standing. Sit down. The NAACP has had other problems with voter fraud. No, no. The NAACP National Voter Fund registered a dead man to vote in Lake County, Ohio in 2004. That same year, out of 325 voter registration cards filed by the NAACP in Cleveland, 48 were flagged as fraudulent. But remember, there's no voter fraud, ever. It's all just white racist Republicans who want to disenfranchise black people. But the... but... to be fair to the NAACP, the Daily Caller does point out, and I'm going to remind you here, that the NAACP is nothing compared to, well, they say this doesn't fall far from the tree, doesn't fall far from the oak tree. Obama, big member, big supporter of this group, you remember, Acorn, the mother of all voter fraud organizations. The Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, at least 54 individuals employed by or associated with Acorn have been convicted of voter fraud. Again, let me remind you the Democratic talking point. There is no voter fraud ever, 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 unless it's Republicans, of course, because Bush stole the election in 2000 and 2004. But there's never any voter fraud by Democrats ever, ever, ever. So these 54 people, I guess, they were just victims of racism maybe, right? Voter fraud, which is also called electoral fraud, is a blanket term used by lawyers that encompasses a host of election-related improprieties, including fraudulent voting, voter registration fraud, perjury, forgery, counterfeiting, impersonation, intimidation, and identity fraud. It's all highly illegal It's all highly unethical, highly immoral, highly un-American, and highly classic left-wing behavior. And I remind you again that Democrats, the people who are always, always getting popped for this, they're the party screaming, there is no voter fraud. There is no voter fraud. Nothing to see here. Move along. You don't see it. Oh, there's nothing there. No, that's a dead person voting, but you don't need to go away. Yeah, it's Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck voting, Lassie voting, but no, move away. Nothing to see here. Now, Acorn is gone, supposedly. They filed for bankruptcy last November. Was itself convicted of voter fraud in Nevada in April. Wonder how much Harry Reid benefited from that. Sentencing is scheduled for August 10th in Las Vegas. Acorn was also banished from Ohio in 2010 when it settled a state racketeering filed it by the 1851 Center for Constitutional Law, a project of the Buckeye Institute. Under the settlement, Acorn, which is now reorganizing its state chapters under different names, agreed never to return to the state. Who wants to bet they'll be there? They'll sneak in under a new name. Acorn didn't go away. It just changed. They're like chameleons. They just change their identity. And, well, did I just accuse them of identity fraud? But they've done it in the past. They'll do it again. So there you go, folks. Three stories I want to get into today. And the next time you hear a liberal say, there's no voter fraud. Voter fraud doesn't exist. Don't be silly. Remember the NAACP. Remember Acorn. Remember that dead folks always somehow vote Democrat. Remember those things, folks. And support voter ID laws. Because the biggest problem the left has with voter ID laws isn't that they're protecting anyone from racism or bigotry of any sort. They don't cherish the right to vote. They cherish the right to cheat in elections. This is Doug Hager for the Daily Gator Blog. I will talk to you later.